Here's a representative large polymerase from bacteriophage Phi-29. Its long dimension is just under 200 angstroms, which is far too large to fit into the 100 angstrom channel. But it would fit if we were to rotate it 90 degrees about the y-axis. Here, however, is a representative small enzyme, which fits very nicely. This is our old 1950s friend DNA polymerase 1, this version from Bacillus stearothermophilus. It's only 84 angstroms in its largest dimension. If we rotate it about the y-axis, it shrinks to a mere 65 angstroms. An enzyme this size could probably shoot down this channel like a cannonball. Consequently, since I formally ruled out this structure in part 2, I am now formally unruling it out. It's back under consideration. Nevertheless, I still favor the 6-octamer model I showed a few slides up. I will, however, use this simpler 4-octamer model to illustrate some basic principles.